Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Detroit Tiger tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. That includes opening day tickets for the Tigers. And opening day tickets start as little as $20. And you can get those, of course, at Tigers.com, anywhere tickets are sold. And if you have opening day tickets for the Tigers, the very first person you might see head to the plate in the bottom half of inning number one could be Jacoby Jones, center fielder, Jacoby Jones. And Jacoby joins us now here on your home for Tiger Baseball, 97.1 The Ticket. Jacoby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing? I'm doing great.
We are fantastic. How's spring training going for you so far?
It's going good. It's exciting. It's good to be back with all the guys, just hanging out, having fun, and enjoying myself.
Is spring training too long? I mean, you guys get there, yes. You know, officially last week, but a lot of guys get there even earlier, and you play, it's basically 2 months of meaningless baseball games. Do you think they would cut it down?
2 months?
Well, a month and a half.
I mean, we kind of talk about it a lot. I think we could kind of cut it down to, like, take off for like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, and that would be good. But yeah, I think it's just a tad bit too long.
It's the tradition, because way back most guys didn't stay in great shape during the off season because they had other jobs that they had to do, and you needed that time.
Right.
Now you guys are such well conditioned specimens that you don't need this stuff, right?
Right. I mean, pretty much all off season we train and we get our bodies right, and we're pretty much in shape all year round, or for the most part. I mean, I am. I try to stay in shape all year round. So, but yeah, I would like to cut down spring training. But I know back in the old days they had the jobs and it was a little different. So, but yeah, I would like to cut it down a little bit.
Let's ask you real quick about the news of the day, and that's Josh Harrison. I don't know if Josh is there with you now, but what was your reaction when you heard you guys were signing Josh Harrison?
I mean, that's great for us. He was an All-Star in 2017, and he's a great player. I mean, he brings a lot of excitement to our team and. Veteran clubhouse, and I know him and Jordy are pretty close, so having them play together, I mean, that's huge for us, and it's going to benefit our team a lot. So that was a good move we made, and I think it's going to help us out a bunch, and it's going to be fun playing with him.
Obviously, when you look at the Tigers in 2019, there is a sense of this team's in a rebuild. It's a younger team. I mean, different than the team you played on a couple years ago. But to bring in an established major league veteran and a guy who obviously, like you said, is an all-star just a couple years ago, does it say to you guys and the rest of the team, listen, we're not going out there to lose every single day. We still want to win, and this is a move in that direction.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, add new pieces to our team, like far as Tyson and Matt Moore and Jordy and now Josh, and obviously having Miggy healthy and Nick still on the team. And, I mean, I think it helps it out a bunch and lets us know that we can compete. And whatever we think in the clubhouse, we're going to win. If we have that winning mentality, anything can happen. It's baseball, so. We're just going to go out there and compete and have a lot of fun and do what Gardy says and just play all nine.
Now, I know you don't have any control over it, but were you surprised when Nick Castellanos arrived in camp as opposed to, you know, being traded in the offseason?
I don't really know. I mean, I heard a lot of rumors and I saw some things on the media and talked to some guys. But, I mean, it's not my decision. But, I mean, it's good to have Nick on our team. I mean, he's one of the best hitters in the big leagues, in my opinion. So. To have him on our team helps us out tremendously. And like I said, having Josh and Jordy, and obviously probably one of the best hitters of all time, Miggy, healthy, is just tremendous for us.
We're talking to Jacoby Jones, Tiger center fielder here on 97.1 The Ticket. Jacoby, there's a long article in the Free Press today about you, so I'm guessing you spent some time with Anthony Fenech yesterday talking about your offseason approach and what you're looking to improve on in 2019. And one of the things you said is quite honestly just leveling out your swing. Talk about that process. Is that pure practice? Is that mental discipline? What goes into that?
I think it goes in all of it. Mental, just knowing that I have quick hands, and just obviously I was under a lot of balls last year that I should have hit. So just leveling out my swing, keeping my barrel in the zone longer, is going to benefit me a lot. And obviously I do a lot of stuff on the bases, so I just want to get on base as much as I can, and just put the ball in play and. good things happen when you put the ball in play. I mean, it's not fun walking back to the dugout not knowing you didn't do anything a few at bats. So for me, just putting the ball in play and living out my swing is going to help me out tremendously and give me more opportunities to get on base more.
You also mentioned an article, one of the goals is to steal 30 bases. What would be more satisfying, doing that or, I don't know, winning a gold glove? Because, I mean, you can cover a lot of ground in center field in that ballpark.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really necessarily put 30 bases as my goal. I guess he wrote that in the paper. But I just said I could do that if I got on base a lot more. So, but, yeah, I mean, I can easily steal 30 bases if I get on base a lot more. So, yeah, I guess that is kind of a goal for me. But, obviously, winning the Gold Glove will be awesome. I mean, I think I led the MLB in defensive run saves last year. So, I mean, I have the ability to do that, but obviously I didn't get no credit for it. But yeah, I would love to win a Gold Glove. I would obviously love to win, I mean, still 30 bags. So we'll see what happens.
You're known in Detroit for a couple. Obviously, your career is very young still, so you have a long way to go. But there's a couple moments that I think stand out to Tiger fans. One is incredibly negative, and one's incredibly positive. I'm speaking, of course, of getting hit in the face against the Twins a couple years ago, and then, of course, Mother's Day last year, where it felt like there was a camera on your parents for the entire game, and you had the walk-off heroics. Let's start with the negative, we'll get to the positive. What was that experience like? Because I could understand why a player would never feel comfortable in the batter's box after what you went through at a very, very early point in your career.
No, I'd never really lost confidence in getting back in the box. I mean, I was in the dugout the next day ready to go.
I remember.
But obviously I couldn't play. But, I mean, yeah, I didn't really lose any confidence. I wanted to get back in there as soon as possible. But I'll always wear a face guard on my helmet now, so just for precautionary reasons. So, but it was pretty scary. I know when I got hit, the first thing I thought of was, it was kind of a slow motion at the time, but the first thing I thought when I was on the ground, just get up and run it off, and then that's about it. But it didn't start hurting until probably like 5 minutes after I got hit in the face.
I think that was the most amazing part. It's like you're almost like a eight-year-old kid. Walk it off, walk it off. You went running up the third base line. Most players either would have stayed down or gone directly after the pitcher. So
I mean, I know it wasn't on purpose. I mean, he just got an open-in fastball. I mean, I think I had two strikes on me. He was just trying to run it up and in, but it got away from me a little bit and hit me. So, but yeah, I was just first thing I thought when I hit the ground was like, damn, I just got hit in the face. Just get up and run it off and maybe it won't hurt as bad.
And then the Mother's Day thing last year, you had the mom eye black underneath your eyes. It was obviously pink out the park day. I mean, do you have to do this every Mother's Day now?
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that every Mother's Day to make it a tradition. So, I mean, that was kind of fun. So, obviously, my mom being in the press box for the game, doing that, I know that was a good day for her, and she had a blast doing that. So maybe they'll get her back up there at some point in my career. So, I mean, I know that was fun for her, and Mother's Day is all for the mother, so I know she had a blast doing that.
That was awesome.
Do you ever get confused? Anybody mix you up with, not obviously when they see you, but with Jacoby Jones, a football player?
Yeah, I mean, I get a few tweets out when he was playing football. I got tweets sent to me like about football stuff. So, I mean, yeah, they mix it up a little bit, but not obviously not in person, but like on social media. Yeah, they send out some stuff to me, what they meant to send out to him, or I'm sure he gets some of the opposite stuff now. So,
speaking of football, you and Matuk being LSU guys, football team pretty good now again under Coach O, huh?
Oh yeah, we love Coach O. I mean, he's a fun coach to be around. I'm obviously seeing him in practice and on the sidelines, getting after it, yelling at people. But yeah, I think our football squad's pretty solid.
Can you do a Coach O imitation?
I really can't. He has a unique voice, and I don't think I could do that. So it'd be pretty hard to do some of Coach O's voices and stuff.
Talking to Jacoby Jones of the Tigers, obviously Miggy's back after missing most of the year last year. What did his absence mean? I mean, obviously we can see it as fans in the lineup, but just his presence in the clubhouse, his kind of personality, and what does having him back healthy mean for you guys, do you think, in 2019?
Having Miggy not play with us last year was devastating to us. I mean, having him around every single day is huge for us, and just his presence and his kid mentality. I mean, he has a lot of fun playing the game, and he loves being around the guys, and he just brings a lot of fun in the game and in the clubhouse. And obviously, he's a future Hall of Famer, and he's one of the best hitters to play the game. So just having him in the lineup is just huge. It makes everyone better. It just makes our squad better, makes the team better, makes the clubhouse more fun to be around. it just makes everything better. Miggy's just a huge example and to the younger guys to how to be a professional and how to love the game and enjoy yourself.
Everybody talks about the future of this team being in the young pitching staff. Mize, Burrows, just to name a few out there. Manning, who has impressed you the most so far, what you've seen?
I really haven't seen him throw them. I think I saw Mize throw a few pitches in live BPs the other day, and I heard some stories about with the guys facing him in live BPs and said he was pretty dominant. Mid-90s, up in the zone. He's got a little carry on his fastball, got good off-speed pitches, but I haven't seen the other guys throw yet, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. But obviously hearing good things about him and good things about Casey, so should be fun to watch him.
All right, Jacoby, we'll let you go. Good luck in spring training. Good luck in the games, and we'll see you up here in Detroit in April.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Jacoby Jones of the Tigers joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Just a reminder, tickets for Tiger individual games go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. Tigers.com. Ticketmaster, you name it, but Tigers.com is a great place to start. And that does include opening day tickets, which start as low as $20. That's 10 a.m. on Saturday. And that was Jacoby Jones, Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.